My good friend Rich Litvin asked me to do a talk to a group of really powerful coaches on relational practice and the work that I do. You know, I thought about, given that the audience was 80% really powerful, successful women, I thought, what could I do to really serve them? And this was kind of an edgy talk, and I had to put myself out there to do it, but I really wanted to share with the women there what the men, because I work with men all the time, and I wanted to make sure that I could communicate what men are asking for, what men want, because I think men are a little stifled in asking. So I came up with a this talk, which I called The Lead for Women.
Oh, I was thinking about what to bring for this talk, and I've seen a lot of articles from women asking what they want from men, downright declaring what they want from the men in their life. Some really beautiful, inspiring articles about calling out men to be warriors, to be present, to be bold, to be fearless in ways that they've never been. And I thought to myself, why don't I see the same thing from men? Like, why aren't men writing articles in Elephant Journal or wherever else about what they want from women? And it occurred to me that we're just coming out of this haze of guilt. Men are just coming out of this haze of guilt about thousands and thousands of years of oppressing women. And one of the byproducts of that is that we've lost our capacity to powerfully ask for what we want. And so I put it out. I put out a question on to the men's groups that I'm part of, and I put it out on Facebook, and I said, what are you craving? What do you want? And I got hundreds of responses. So much so, there's no way I could go into it in 10 minutes, but I'm going to do my best. So this is a plea to women. Celebrate the fact that we're different. Allison touched on it really beautifully earlier, but we're different than you. We want less, and more often you want more. So pay attention to that, because our nervous systems can't handle more the way your nervous systems handle more. So feel what we need before you try to give us what you want to give us. Sounds simple. We love range. We crave range, especially in bed. We want the divine light and divine mother. We want the sassy co-ed, and we want the cock-worshipping whore. We want all of it. And so find ways to playfully and lovingly bring that to us. And we will never think of other women. Maybe not never. Maybe not never. Very rarely will we think of other women. Try to separate the tools that you use to succeed in business from the tools that you would use to succeed in our relationship, right? They're separate tools. What you use to succeed in business actually repels us. And so what we want is we want more vulnerability. We want more of your fear. We want more of your pain. We want more of your heartache. We want to be called to a place where we can be your heroes. We don't want to be told what book to read, what seminar to go to, what therapist we should see. We want you to show us how painful it is when we don't show up for you. The trick is, don't disconnect from your heart when you're telling us that. Let us feel it. Let us feel how deeply you want love. Let us feel how deeply you want our love. Find something in us every day that you trust implicitly. Find something in us, you may hate our guts, but find the one thing that you can trust about us that day and honor us with that. Because the thing that we want most, the thing that we love most, is to feel you trust us and that you would let us lead you anywhere. And find some way to continually surrender. So there's nothing more. One of the threads I saw in all the answers was surrender. Surrender your heart, surrender your life, surrender your body, surrender. And to do that requires tremendous courage and boldness that we both respect and get turned on by. So find new ways to surrender. And that leads me to the next point, which is find ways to move, to open and move your body. So the way it came up was less tough mudding, more sacred dance. Let us feel the universe through your body. Let us feel the ocean through your hips. Let us feel the universe in your eyes. Let us see light move in your fingers. I was recently watching a movie where they were teaching hula, and I was just mesmerized by just how slow the movement was and just how I could feel the divine move through the dancers. And I thought to myself, wow, it was almost like it was nourishment. So your surrender, your movement nourishes us. Slow down. Slow down how you speak. Slow down how you move. Remember that your movement can inspire us to deep purpose. Your movement can inspire us to spiritual openness. Your movement can inspire us to great feats of heroics. So when you make a cup of tea and we're next to you, be aware that how you move may change our whole day. It wasn't something in the way she thinks. It was something in the way she moves. Don't settle for our bullshit. And when we're present And when we're with you, give us the exact same energy, that love us with the same energy that you were angry when we showed you we were unconscious. So it's very easy. A common complaint that men have is that, wow, when I fuck up, I know it for weeks. But when I'm actually present and I'm actually loving, I get a,
yeah, okay.
So let us feel the same enthusiasm. We're really, you know, sorry guys, but we're really like dogs in a lot of ways. Like, we respond really well to training. And if you train us to lead you, if you train us to be present for you, if you train us to hold space for you, if you train us to feel into you, and you reward us with the deepest appreciation, the deepest love, the deepest turn on, we will show up. I know that men, the thing I learn from working with men all the time is that men want to love you well. Men are dying to love you well. But we're different. We're different. We're simple. What works for us almost always works for us. So if you find what works for us, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. We're pretty easy though. So I would ask you to get curious about what makes us different, about what makes us celebrate. If I was going to say anything, it's celebrate the difference between us. Celebrate the difference between men and women. Get curious as to why men are different and what that says about how to relate to us. If there's any last thing I'd like to leave you with, it's that you have every right to be angry. You have every right to be angry. And now what do you want to create with us? Now what do you want to create? Because we want to create with you. Thank you.